Good morning. My guest this morning is Steve Fowler from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Roland.
Except this isn't art. This is April Fool's Day.
It is, but it's performance art.
That's true.
And
that's true.
So I think that it definitely qualifies as an appropriate activity of the Occidental Center for the Arts.
Well, of course, it's on April 1st. So what happens on April 1st in Occidental?
Well, people play practical jokes on each other. But since April 1st is actually a Tuesday, we're having the parade on Saturday, April 5th.
Oh, okay.
And this is the tradition that's developed the first Saturday in April, basically. So just think first Saturday in April and you're going to be there.
People start to gather around noon.
Yes. The Fools assemble at the community center between 12 and 1. We ask them to sign a waiver of liability agreement because we're the sponsors and the Art Center needs to kind of cover its
right.
Its
and there's no telling what's going to happen.
No. So we don't know who's going to show up. Anybody can show up. In fact, anybody does show up and has several times. There you are at assembling in a sort of mob. And then the Hubbub Club begins to warm up on their tubas and their accordions.
Many trombones.
Two of my favorite instruments. Meanwhile, I and my monitors are out there frantically trying to find parking places and control the traffic of all the people who come to town.
Right, right.
So, point number one, please carpool if you're coming to the parade.
Good idea.
Yeah, because there's very limited parking in Occidental anyway. Saturday's a busy day.
So then the parade actually begins at 1.
Theoretically, yes.
Uh-huh. And goes the length of
Goes Occidental? The length of the town, makes a U-turn, and heads back almost to its starting point because the Art Center is right across from the community center, and then we have fun in the parking lot. And that's when I actually begin to have a good time because being a parade monitor is not it's not a fun job.
No, not at all.
There are so many people who coming who maybe don't know there's a parade and they just want to get through town. And you have to say, I'm sorry, just like the Swallows returned to Capistrano,
right?
The Fools returned to Occidental, and they're going to build nests under your eaves, and there's going to be some spots on the ground.
Lay eggs.
Yeah, right.
Well, how nice to live in a town that has developed that particular tradition, which seems to me to be such a positive one.
Well, you have to say a word for Ramon Sender.
Yes.
Barion, he's added that to his name. Ramon is a genius. He wanted to be a clown and as well as a great novelist like his father. But he started Silly Day back in the early 80s. And that has evolved, I'm not sure which, into the Fool's Day Parade. But Kate Price is the other real moving force. She did the parade for 5 years, and then she got tired, and she asked me and the Art Center if we would like to sponsor it. So this is now the 10th annual Fool's Day Parade.
Right. Is it possible that either Ramon or Kate, or both?
Ramon will always be there. Kate will always be there.
Oh, great. Okay.
Kate will show up wearing a lampshade, and Ramon will show up in full zero clown regalia.
With his accordion, one hopes.
With his accordion, and he will be crowned once more the Emperor of Fools.
Perfect.
Because we crown a king and queen, usually young children who can remove a plunger from a bucket of muck. That's sort of the Arthurian legend, the idea.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. Well, I will be certain to be there. I couldn't possibly miss it.
I hope so. Yeah.
And I'll try to bring other people so that we can establish a legitimate carpool. Well,
apparently, yeah, by all means. And there's quite an online presence now. I mean, it's out in cyberspace. I don't know where exactly because I don't do that. But there is the Occidental, triple dub Occidental Center for the Arts.org is a website with information about it.
Okay. And how does that go? Occidental Center for the Arts.org.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the telephone number is 874-9392.
Right.
Okay. And I'll see you there on April Fool's Day.
I look forward to it, Roland.
And I hope we see you folks out there, too. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day. April Fool's.